Welcome to our service of the word on this second weekend of Advent. So we begin. We meet in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. So we have some Advent prayers for this Sunday in Advent. God our Father, you spoke to the prophets of old of a Saviour who would bring peace. You helped them to spread the joyful message of his coming kingdom. Help us as we prepare to celebrate his birth, to share with those around us the good news of your power and love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the light who is coming into the world. Amen. Lord Jesus, light of the world, the prophets said you would bring peace and save your people in trouble. Give peace in our hearts at Christmastide and show all the world God's love. Amen. The collect for today. O Lord, raise up, we pray, your power and come among us. And with great might succour us, that whereas through our sins and wickedness we are grievously hindered in running the race that is set before us, your bountiful grace and mercy may speedily help and deliver us, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honour and glory, now and for ever. Amen. Our Bible reading is verses 1 to 6 of the third chapter of Luke's Gospel. In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." May I speak and may we hear in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we move through Advent, we come in the Advent wreath to think about the prophets, and in the lectionary to think about John the Baptist, who gets two Sundays in the modern lectionary. John was, of course, a prophet, the last prophet of the Old Testament, showing that it pointed towards Jesus as the fulfilment of its hopes and promises of God's final rescue of us. Our Gospel reading today indicates that by declaring that John fulfilled the words of the book of Isaiah about the voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." That prophecy declared that all flesh, all humanity, are to see God's salvation. It is for all. The mountains made low points to the promise of nature itself being remade to be friendly to us, but also may be a metaphor for God's raising the humble and bringing down the proud, which is also part of Jesus' work, as it was central to the Old Testament, as in the Exodus, God defeats the oppressive king of Egypt and frees the Israelite slaves. May we be humble and care for the poor and needy, and seek a more caring society, and care for our environment too. We also often contrast John and Jesus. Jesus himself noted that John came neither eating nor drinking, but he, Jesus, did eat and drink, even with those despised by others. That's part of Jesus' good news of God's grace, God's free and generous love reaching out to all to forgive and love. But the Gospels stress the identity of John's and Jesus' message, repentance and forgiveness of sins. So may we repent, turn to God, and trust in God's forgiving love. Advent does not only look forward to Christmas and celebrating again Jesus' birth and life and death and rising again as one of us. It also looks forward to his final coming to complete our salvation. We don't yet see all the poor lifted up, or nature fulfilled and at peace, and an end to all evil, suffering and death. But we trust that Jesus' resurrection promises that this will finally triumph, and we think of it in faith, hope and love, in Advent as always. Luke introduces his account of John with a list of contemporary rulers. They aren't a very pleasant lot, Tiberius, Herod Antipas, and so on. But their listing reminds us that God's salvation is not just a spiritual thing, but occurs in the real world and cares for the real world. It is historical. It enters our ordinary, messy, imperfect world to care for it. And it also shows that the powerful are not above God's reach. So let us trust God in our ordinary life with all its messes and seek to live his way of love, which will at last triumph and set all things right. Amen. So let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So we ask God for forgiveness and confess our sins. Turn us again, O Lord God, our Saviour, and let your anger cease from us. Lord, have mercy. Show us your compassion, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Christ, have mercy. Your salvation is near those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Lord, have mercy. May God, who loved the world so much that he gave his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we pray for God's world and God's church, and the needs of the moment. We think of the church, including our own church at Nibley, and the Tyndale Benefice. Bless Leslie, our minister, and Peter, who ministers a lot here. Bless our preparations for Christmas. Pray for our cooperation with the chapel here, and that people may be drawn closer to you at this Christmas season. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world in its troubles and needs. We pray for those suffering from war. We pray for peace between Israel and the Palestinians and her neighbours, and that somehow all may be able to have a decent life and live in peace and security. We pray for Ukraine and Russia, for peace there, for Sudan and South Sudan. We pray for a better response by the whole world to the need for support of those suffering from famine as a result of the Sudanese war. We pray for Myanmar and other troubled areas. And we pray for a better care for our world and its environment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own village, for all those who live here, those who work here. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are ill at this time, for God's healing for them. We pray for those in bereavement and commit to God those who are departed this life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From the sermon we pray, May we be humble and care for the poor and needy and seek a more caring society and care for our environment too. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we repent, turn to God and trust in God's forgiving love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we trust you, Lord, in our ordinary life with all its messes, and seek to live in your way of love, which will at last triumph and set all things right. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Some further prayers. God of the prophets, you sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for your Son, and you speak your decisive word through that Son as Jesus. Enable us to accept the prophetic message of love for you and our fellows, and so to trust you in Jesus that you are indeed the God of love, to centre our lives on you and your love, not on ourselves, to seek to worship you by our search for justice, mercy, care and peace, and to give practical care and help to others whenever we can. So may we worship you truly in grateful joy, in Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. God of justice and love, teach us to repent, to turn to you and away from evil, and to trust in you and your forgiveness and love, not on our own background of nationality, religion or culture. Make us generous to those in need. If we hold power, let us use it honestly and for the good of others, not selfishly. So may we hope in Christ, walk in the way of Jesus, and be ready for him when he comes to us. Amen. Loving God, as we hope in your final victory, let us live in by trust in you through Jesus, following your ways of love. So whatever our feelings as we encounter life's difficulties, let us rejoice in will and mind in you, praying at all times and in all circumstances, and growing in your peace in will, mind and feelings, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. The Advent Collect. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we come towards the end of Antiphons, it is the ancient tradition of the Church to use some prayers of crying out the Advent O's, because they all believe in an O, people beginning with an O. They're called the Advent Antiphons. I'm going to think about them this Sunday at Nibley. I'll just pray them through for you now. O wisdom, which camest out of the mouth of the Most High, and reachest from one end to another, mightily and sweetly ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence. O Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, who appearedst in the bush to Moses in a flame of fire, and gavest him the law in Sinai, come and deliver us with an outstretched arm. O root of Jesse, which standest for an ensign of the people, at whom kings shall shut their mouths, to whom the Gentiles shall seek, come and deliver us, and tarry not. O key of David, and sceptre of the house of Israel, that openest and no man shutteth, and shuttest and no man openeth. Come and bring the prisoner out of the prison house, and him that sitteth in darkness and the shadow of death. O day spring, brightness of light everlasting, and sun of righteousness, come and enlighten him that sitteth in darkness and in the shadow of death. O King of the nations and their desire, the cornerstone, who makest both one, come and save humankind whom thou formedst of clay. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the desire of all nations and their salvation, come and save us, O Lord our God. Amen. Those antiphons cry out to Christ in all the ways that he is God's Saviour, both in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, now through the Holy Spirit, and we trust at the end of all things. So they're a way of celebrating Advent and preparing for Christmas. So we close our service with a blessing. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.